Some of those walls are buried out there on Papa's farm.
Yeah.
I don't remember right off who.
Now,
that's his.
Is that his daddy?
That's his. Let's see, Sarah. The Whites are buried at White Cemetery. Sarah and John are buried at White Cemetery. That's her mother and father, isn't it? That's her mother and father.
His mother.
But now, is Jim's daddy buried at Union Hill?
No. James Owen is buried at Union Hill, Papa's grandfather.
I know it's his grandfather.
Uh-huh. His mother and father are buried at the White Cemetery.
Uh-huh. But that's his grandfather at Union Hill.
Right. Mm-hmm. I've been there and seen that grave.
Yeah.
William and Wade and I rode out there one Saturday morning, I believe, and
saw
that.
Well, the morning is time to get the picture of the tomb so you can get the engraving, you know, while the sun is on it. You can't get them in the afternoon because they all face east. That's right.
Why do they all face east? They do face east, don't they, Gerald?
All graves face east.
Why?
It's from the Indians because they face the rising sun. They worship the sun.
I hadn't thought about that, but that's true. They do. All the ones around here, I don't know.
The newer ones don't.
The newer ones don't.
The older ones do, that's right.
All the old ones face east.
And all those cemeteries we went in, they face east. And at Union Hill, they face east.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere they face east. All of them at Sweetwater face east.
They do. I know it. They do at Sweetwater.
It came from the Indians because they worship the sun.
That's true.
And they were buried so they could face the rising sun.
Did I tell you that we found Miss Emerson's grave at Sweetwater?
Yes, I told
you. Came across it. Mm-hmm. And I knew you'd tell me that she was buried out there that Papa had. She was a music teacher that boarded all around. Well, she didn't really board, she just stayed with people.
Stayed with people and taught the children art and music.
She didn't pay any board. She taught music and art for her keep. Mm-hmm. And she stayed with Big Mom and Papa, and she stayed with Aunt Minnie Corbett. That's where she died, wasn't it?
Yes, when she finally got sick.
And she stayed with Aunt Bertna and Dr. Morris, I believe.
Yeah. And she stayed all around.
And Papa gave the casket and had her buried out there. On her tombstone, it says, in loving memory of Miss
Florence Emerson.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's right.
Isn't that what it said, in loving memory of her?
I don't recall.
Yeah. And I have her little spoon that Aunt Gladys gave me on the table next to the piano.
Uh-huh.
There's a little silver spoon. It's a personal spoon.
Uh-huh.
And it has her mother's initials on it.
Yes.
That it has the E, but it doesn't have the F, you know, for Florence. So it was her mother's spoon that her mother had given to her. And Aunt Gladys found it when the DAR house around here, when the Minnie Corbett house was given to the DAR, deeded to the DAR, mm-hmm. They were cleaning it up, and Aunt Gladys said that she came across it in some of the things that were left in the house there and brought it to the house. And we got it out, and it was completely black, wasn't it, Aunt Gladys? And we weren't sure what it was made out of. And
black as smut.
And we decided, since it was so black, that it might be silver, so we got some silver polish, and I started working on it, and it turned out to be a little sterling silver spoon, personal spoon.
That's right.
But now she boarded. Aunt Evadale remembers that you tell about her pointing to the rouge on Miss Emerson's face. She was deaf. She couldn't hear very well.
And she wore a wig.
And she wore a wig, and she painted her face, which was most unusual around here. They didn't see too much of that. And Aunt Evadale was just a little girl, about 4 or 5 at the time. And they came to the table one morning for breakfast, and Miss Emerson had blotches of rouge on the side of her face there, and her wig on and everything. And Aunt Evadale, I believe she was right shy, but she pointed to the rouge and on Miss Emerson's face, and Miss Emerson couldn't hear her. And so she turned around and said, "What is it, dear?" And Aunt Evadale said she just went under the table and stayed under the table.
Just scooted under the table.
Just scooted under the table and stayed under. They said they couldn't get her out for the rest of the meal.
Oh.
She was so embarrassed.
Oh,
and
boy.
She's pointing.
Oh,
I had her finger almost
her.
At her cheek, you know.
To her cheek.
A deaf music teacher. That's something.
She was hard of hearing. Mm-hmm. She was old. She was quite elderly at that time.
She taught more art than she did music.
Mm-hmm.
I know Elva did a picture of one of Jim's bird dogs.
Now, there's music of Ms. Emerson's around at my house that Big Mama gave me when I was a child.
Oh, how about that?
There is music of hers. Some of it has her name on it.
How about that?
That's right.
She came here from Kentucky.
Her beau was killed in the Civil War. That's what Aunt Evadale said. When she was a young girl, he was killed in the Civil War.
And late in the afternoon, she'd walk the backyard up and down and wring her hands.